Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8903 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined
by... Add an hour. That was adding an hour. Don't do that.
I was trying to make it last longer. I just wanted our show to last longer.
Trying to make me stay longer.
I got Terry John, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties with us. We have plenty more to get to this morning, but we want to kick things off in this 9 o'clock hour with our friend Tim from the Southwood County Humane Society and talk about our pet of the week. Want to send a big shout out to our friends at Wisco Wellness. CBD products can also be used to help animals in anxiety and stress. They're here for their community. Check out more at Wisco Wellness, and we'll talk more about them in a moment. But big shout out to them for sponsoring the segment. Tim, how are things going over at the Humane Society?
We're going pretty well.
Yeah.
A lot of dogs lately. Cats are okay, but we're moving along.
Good. Good to hear. I know you always come in with some notes and want to get to those. What do you have for us?
Okay. Pet of the week. First thing is the cats. Yes, we're I guess you say low, which is a good thing. But we're expecting our spring explosion, I guess. So.
Yeah, kitten season. Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. It's a cycle.
It is. Yeah.
The only one that we have that's very long is Bonsai. Is 193 days about. So. Yeah. Somebody wants Bonsai? Come on in.
Yeah. Yeah, I see Bonsai here. Oh, Bonsai's a beautiful cat.
It's a beautiful cat.
Yeah, very. Very pretty cat. And a little bit of a mixed coat. Was it a gray kind of mix to it? That's a very pretty coat. And been there a while. So, be great to be able to take her home. She's only 2 years old. Looks like a very sweet cat.
And then we got a special one, Clem, is in foster.
Okay.
This cat is... basically paralyzed in the back, back legs, so kind of drags around.
Oh, but she's adorable. Oh, that is a cute cat right there.
Yes.
That is one of the cutest cats I've ever seen.
It's cute.
It's really cute. It's a white and orange, a bit of a tabby, a little white belly to her. Oh, she's pretty. And she's not able to use her back legs,
Oh. Kind of drags around.
Yeah.
So it would take a special family to get Clem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we got a picture from the foster of Clem discovered the foster's fish tank. was staring at it.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
I picture
the old, like, Tom and Jerry, like the dipping of the paw.
Yeah. Yes. But the fish tank was way up. And Clem was just looking.
Fondly at it.
Exactly. Like that.
Wishing the back legs worked for a little springing action.
Exactly.
That is a beautiful cat. That's going to make somebody very happy. They're going to have a great match with Clem, somebody.
It would require a little work, but it will take a special family.
Definitely.
Then on our dog side, we still have Tick.
Oh, yeah.
Tick is at 288 days. Now... that's a long time sitting in that kennel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If somebody can find it in them to come and get Tick, that would be. And Taz is another one.
Okay. Yeah. I remember Taz.
And Axel. Those are the three of them, and all three of those are sponsored. So that means no fees for whoever adopts them. You just find their perfect fit, and you can... take them home.
That's great.
It's incredible. That's just incredible, especially because it's such a win-win-win situation. The Humane Society wins. The family wins. And most importantly, the animal wins. It's such a cool situation when those happen. A big, big thank you to the people that sponsor these animals. Honestly, that's one of those things that reasons why I would like to be rich are things like that. I got no interest in a Rolls Royce, but I love the idea of being able to just like sponsor animals and things like that. I can't imagine how much that not only helps the Humane Society, but helps these families. There's a lot of families out there that may be a perfect fit for an animal, but they can't afford that adoption fee or something along those lines. This goes a long way. It's pretty cool to see.
Well, Tick and Taz are sponsored by me.
Oh, Tip. Good man, Tip. Good man, sir.
Because they've been there so long. Yeah.
They need to... they need to get out of there, be out of the kennel, and be loved, and
exactly.
It speaks to some Beth that used to be there. Her and I talked about this quite a bit when she used to come on the air with us and everything. The what we ask of our people that work at these humane societies. I've worked at a couple of shelters, and I've just part time and this and that. And I'm an empath, and it was a lot on me. I can't imagine. what it is like day in, day out. That is your main gig. That is your full-time job, or you are on the board, or any of those things. You're seeing this a lot more than the rest of us are. I appreciate that approach to it. And it's got to be easy to be burned out, I'm sure, just being blunt about it. Yes. I appreciate the fact that you're still got a passion for it, that the board, that the people that do are still caring so much about our humane society, because that's not an easy gig. And seeing these animals every day, wishing more for them, wanting them to have the best, that's something the community is behind you on, but
yes,
the financial part of it doesn't always show up. It's nice to see when it does, and that's why we appreciate so much this community when we have businesses sponsor things like this or things that we can do to help the Humane Society move. Yeah, that's great. Good on you, Tim. Good on you.
I also brought back volunteers, so now that helps. And it's helping in the socializing with the dogs and cats.
The cats,
we have our cat room open all the time, so people can come in and, you know, socialize with the cats, put them in a room, and have their what we call meet and greet. But the dogs are somewhat different. We currently don't have people coming in, just walking in, because it riles up the dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot. If you get that, you get 20-some dogs barking all the time. Then somebody leaves. They think they're going for a walk. They're not.
Yeah.
Then they get all.
It can be tough.
So it's up, down, up, down. So we had to change some of that.
But it's a smart way to do it.
As far as the working, yes. The staff we have is wonderful.
Great people over there.
Yeah, they, well.
You know, I think you find that in just nonprofit in general. Mm-hmm. You either have a passion and a heart for it, or you don't.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And those people move on. Sometimes with help, sometimes on their own. But you know, I just feel like those who are really committed and passionate to the pets, the people, whatever it is that the mission is, it's pretty apparent if they have it or not.
We are nowhere near a nonprofit, but in radio, I think we can relate to that a lot because we don't get paid a lot. We don't get, no, I'm joking.
You also don't have to get dressed so people see you.
Exactly, right. But
for your hot dogs?
It is nice. It is a great connection there that you mentioned there, Terry, which is why so many of our nonprofits are stronger when they work together, I think, and because the people. It always comes down to the people with these things. And when we're talking about our Humane Society and the great workers you have over there, you had a unique worker come and assist you guys recently, help out a little bit over there.
And Senator Patrick Teston, who I just found out is coming tomorrow here at your show, which I was going to suggest to him. I was just thinking about it on a drive here to do his On the Job.
So
you're both familiar with On the Job.
Yes, right? Very much. Senator joins us once a month. We usually end up talking about it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he came out by us recently, and I got to say, the senator is, you know, if you just even put politics aside, just as a person, he is great.
He's a great guy.
I enjoy
Patrick.
Yeah.
And he, his first job, we talked, you know, we do a little filming.
Sure.
And then, so I took him back in the cat room, and his first assignment was washing the cat litter boxes. That's not a nice job.
Did you guys
job.
Save those for a while for
him? It's not an easy gig. Yeah.
No, he got right in there and he did all the work, walked the dogs, cleaned up, and just he participates. He doesn't talk.
Right. It's not just a photo op. This is something I've talked with him off air a lot about, actually. How important it is to him that he gets his hands dirty, to be blunt. You know, that he's not just phoning it in, that he's actually really doing this. I think you made a nice note there, and this is something that him and I have run into. We've been interviewing for about 5 or 6 years, and the senator and I sometimes, we don't see eye to eye. We butt heads, but we always end every conversation wishing each other a good day, on good standings, because that's the kind of guy he is. He's one of those people. He's just a good person.
Understands not surprising. What some of the challenges, these jobs, like he was just at Edgewater. So that, not that we're getting off our show, but he did that job. And then when I, sometimes I run the ADRC kitchen for Meals on Wheels and Senior Dining. He came in there.
Yeah, he's done that too.
Packaged meals, served, put a hairnet on. Glove. I mean,
that's
he's
great.
The real deal. So
it's what Jade's all you can ask. You know.
Yes.
I'm glad it went well. Glad to hear it you enjoyed yourself. I'll be certainly asking him a little bit about it tomorrow on the show. Looking forward to it. Always look forward to you joining us, Tim. Thank you so much for the time. I want to remind everybody that you can find out more about these animals and find out ways that you can help out our Humane Society. They have a donation needs list, Amazon, and other things that are on there. If you're wanting to donate, there are ways to do that and ways to find out more about our Humane Society. Just reach out to them at their email, swchs@swchs.com. You can give them a call, 715-423-0505. That is 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. And bookmark the webpage, swchs.com, swchs.com.
And Facebook.
Yes,
visit
Facebook.
Our Facebook page. That's good. And one last thing, if we got a minute or two.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just a little follow-up from what I talked about last week. Mm. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but there's a critical shortage of veterinarians in our area. So I just want to remind the people there, if you got to get an appointment, you're probably looking at 2 to 4 months. A lot of the veterinarians are not taking in new patients.
Yeah.
And that is affecting what we were talking about, the bite checks when you have a quarantine. We have another one now that just, it was kind of a bite or a scratch, we're not sure, but it was listed as a bite. And to try and get those 3 checks is very difficult because the owner has to do it. And as I mentioned last week, this is a costly adventure if you don't have a rabies shot for your animal. And I said it's a county fee. It's $300 to start.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the vet checks. You have to come in 3 times in 10 days, and then you still have to get the rabies shot.
So
just get it right away.
That's my point. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
No, it's a fair point. It's a fair point.
And to be honest and fair, this person that has this dog that bit or scratched had an appointment to get the dog neutered and shots and everything, but it was a 4-month wait, and he was 3 months waiting, so he still has a month to go. So he was a responsible pet owner, but that happened.
Yeah. It's great. It's something to note. Thank you for that, Tim.
Sure.
Appreciate the time as always, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes,
appreciate
thank you. Good to see both of you.
Good
again.
To see you.
Say hi to the staff over there for us. You guys keep up the great work. We'll see you next Thursday.
Staff meeting at 10 o'clock today, I will.
Right on. Sounds good. Thanks, good, Tim. Thank you. And a big thank you to our friends over at the Southland County Humane Society. Again, find out more at swchs.com, and we'll have another visit with them next Thursday in our Pet of the Week. A big shout out to our friends over at Wisco Wellness sponsoring the segment. Big thank you to them for that. Appreciate all that they do in the community. We'll talk more about them in a little bit. I want to get their address right, so we'll talk about them in just a little bit when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean.
Really have no clue what she means. I mean, this song has been out for like 20 years, and I'm still trying to figure it out.
Good song, though. Keep trying.
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying. Good song. Edie Brickell playing Terry and I in on this Friday Eve. Want to send a big shout out to all of our friends over at the Southland County Humane Society joining us every Thursday with our Pet of the Week. Really appreciate that. Really love catching up with them, finding out what's going on over at the shop, and certainly talking about those furry friends of ours. We love doing that. We're able to do that thanks to the great businesses and partners that we have in this community. I want to send a shout out to our sales team and do a great job reaching out to community members and to this community. Terry, you know this better than I do, but 20 years in this industry, understanding this community and that we are not here without our sponsors, without our advertisers and those people, and really do appreciate people putting back into this community, because that's what you're doing when you're sponsoring these segments or you're working with us or you're working with the United Way. It isn't just good PR. It isn't just an advertising opportunity. It is putting back in your community. It is an investment. We really do appreciate that. So we really appreciate you listeners out there supporting these businesses and, you know, supporting the people that put back into our community.
Absolutely.
It's great. People like Wisco Wellness, a big shout out to CJ and his team over there. Great people. Great people over there. If you're interested in finding out more about some of the things that they're doing and some of the products they have, they're at 820 Baker Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call, 715-712-0012, 712-0012. CBD products are one of those things that are becoming more and more in the mainstream and more talked about. And with that, the information about them is becoming more and more understanded and common knowledge in some ways. And one of the things that I think is a huge, huge breakthrough. Look, I care about human beings just as much as the next person, hopefully. But animals are one of those animals are one of those things where it's such a it pulls on my empathy so much because they're hurting or they're feeling this or that, and you can't talk to them. It's very similar with babies, where you're frustrated with your child, or not frustrated. You are frustrated with yourself that you cannot understand your baby sometimes or something. These CBD products have been game changing for people and their pets. The way most of I think the 4th of July is a good example of very few dogs like the 4th of July. These CBD products are helping them not worry about the day as much and not being able to just sleep through it or something, or whatever it might do for that animal. It's the literally like the least we can do. If you're going to take on an animal, I think that it's not
and
just...
And then be letting off fireworks in your yard.
Yeah. I think it's the least you can do. It's these things. And you can find out more about the way they can help you or your animal, again, by visiting our friends over at Wisco Wellness. They got a great website. You can check out WiscoWellnessLLC.com, WiscoWellnessLLC.com. Otherwise, be sure to stop on by over at 820 Baker Street in Wisconsin Rapids. And again, a big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment. Terry, don't really have a ton of... entertainment news that I want to dive into this morning, but did want to touch on just a couple of things. And one of them is a really good story. I was teaching all night last night and teaching on Sunday and everything. My throat is gone. Mariska Hargitay is one of the better TV actors I've ever seen. She's been on Law & Order SVU for over like 2 decades, I think. Wow. She's been on that show. As long as the show's been on, she's been on it. She's, I think, one of the better actors any of us will see on TV. She is really good at what she does, and she's been doing this a long time. Well, she got to help a child in real life while filming Law & Order SVU in Manhattan's Fort Tyrone Park last week. The little girl got separated from her mother, so she approached Mariska for help. She saw the badge on Mariska's belt and thought that she was a real police officer.
That is so sweet.
And she was apparently oblivious to the entire film crew and all these things that were going on, which makes sense. A little kid, for one, not looking up very much or around. And where's mom? That's all that's on that little brain right now. So, she ain't paying attention to iced tea or any of these other things going on or anything like that.
Isn't that funny?
And the production was halted for about 20 minutes while Mariska helped the young girl find her mom. She left the set, didn't tell anybody she was doing this, just kind of like, little girl needs me, I'm going. She's a mom. Of course, that's what she's going to do.
And they're all like, wait, where did our star go?
The thing about her that stands out to me is not just the fact that she is an incredible actor and she is the daughter of Jane Mansfield. Thank you. I couldn't think of it right away, and I don't know why I said thank you, but I looked at you and thought of Jane Mansfield.
Sent it right to you.
Thank you. Nice work, Terry. Nice
little
work.
Telepathy.
Yes. There's a lot about her personal life that is very interesting to me, and I she is such a good actress and so sought of her. You would think that she'd be in big movies and all this stuff. She does this show and continues to do this show because of the impact it makes. Law & Order SVU is the only show out there that touches these subjects, that gets into these things, and talks about the uncomfortable stuff that hopefully makes it a little bit more, easier for us to talk about these things and get the ball rolling, get these conversations started. The work that Law & Order SVU has done is really noteworthy on a lot of levels, and it starts with her, Christopher Maloney as well, and some other actors. Ice-T is noteworthy about that one, but I've heard... It's one thing to hear like actors or people talk about this. The important thing I have heard is actual Law & Order, actual police officers in the in those special victims units places. They talk about this show with such proudness, such thankfulness, and everything. I think it's an important show. I think that the work she does on it is. And if you needed an example of that, here you go.
Yeah, that's great.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I also wanted to touch on the Time Magazine thing with the...
yeah, I think we should.
Wanted to get into that a little bit. I don't... Like, influential people is such a vague thing to do.
It is so vague.
Because we're all influenced by different things or different people. And it's kind of a hard list to put together, I would think. So essentially what it is who's popular right now. Like, that's all this list usually is, which I'm not begrudging it. I mean, that's you know, to each their own. But,
and it's their list. I mean, yeah, they can exactly. do whatever they want. Yeah, we'll but we can pick it apart.
Yeah, we can pick it apart. We can make our own list. We can make our own. How about, like, our, they break this up into categories. Artists, icons, titans,
oh, well, that's good.
Leaders,
that
all
makes
that.
It easier.
Artists, Dua Lipa, 21 Savage, Leslie Odom Jr., some of the names. Icons, Taraji P. Henson, Kylie Minogue, Elliot Page, Michael J. Fox.
Kylie Minogue. Really?
Kylie Minogue? Yeah, I don't know. Huh. Sofia Coppola in there. Mark Cuban? What? Mark? Really? Mark Cuban? Get out of here with
and
that.
And he's in
man.
Which category?
He's in the icons thing. Huh? Okay, he's an icon because he's rich. Like, I mean, it's like in like one of the best lines I've ever heard in a superhero movie. They ask Batman, hey, what's your special power? I'm rich.
I'm Batman.
But
yeah, I don't... I think Shark Tank has a pretty strong following, though.
Sure.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, if people take it, yes, he is rich. But if people take it from that perspective of, you know, helping and influencing entrepreneurs,
yes.
you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not. I'm not fangirling on him, but I'm just.
No,
but I have nothing against him either.
I hear you. I don't begrudge that. I just couldn't. I couldn't see other than him owning the Dallas Mavericks and some of the. Oh, he doesn't even own the Mavericks anymore. Actually,
no.
He sold that. Yeah. So,
Titans,
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Kelly Ripa, Asia Wilson, and Jack Antoff, record producer Jack Antoff.
Huh.
Yeah, I got no problem with that list.
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa is one of the hardest working people in the world. Like, that woman is always doing something. She is always busy.
And 120 miles an hour always.
Yeah. I got a lot
and
of
silly fun. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
I love like her demeanor is just now when the camera's off, it might not be.
I don't know.
But I just feel like for as energetic and enthusiastic as she is, I feel like she has to be that way off the camera. Because how could you turn that on and off?
Well, and in this day and age, let's be honest about it. If she had, like, if there were some skeletons or if she
somebody
was,
would have put it out there by now. Yeah,
by now.
That's
true. Ellen on line one, you know. It's like, yeah. She's really good at what she does.
Yeah, I like her.
And leaders, we look at the first lady of the Russian opposition, Yulia Navalich, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Argentinian president and California Governor Gavin Newsom. Innovators, Maya Rudolph and fashion designer Tony Burch. And pioneers, American Ferrara, who, on her birthday, she got nominated. She got nominated. Get on this list. A Time 100 TV special will air May 12th on ABC. It'll be hosted by Dua Lipa and Fantasia Barrino. And they're going to perform.
Well, see, you can watch it because then you can find out why Mark Cuban's on there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
you can report back to us.
Get a little more information.
I won't be watching. So, you know, I mean.
I hear you. I will not be watching either, yes. But we'll find out. We're going to find out about this country life. Walking in nature can improve your attention span. We're going to find out a little bit more about that.
I assume your phone goes in a box for that one also.
It should. nature should get all of your attention. Yes. We'll be back after our news break coming up on The Morning Show, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Good things on the way. We're going to get into our schedule. Got a That Ain't Right story for you. Some good stories of the day. Everything coming up just for you. Right now, let's talk a little country living. If you're stressed out and need a little break from everything, whatever that might be, get out in nature. Take a walk. Usually you'll feel much better afterwards. I think that's pretty common knowledge, especially if you live in this state.
Well, half of the effort is getting your butt up and doing it.
That is. You're so right about that.
Once you're out there, it feels fabulous.
So while you may feel that and it feels good and everything, and you've known that for maybe some time, now there is a study that kind of backs this up. And it says that along with that, it can even help restore your attention span. Scientists,
I believe that.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scientists from the University of Utah developed a really interesting experiment. First, they made all the test subjects count backwards from 1,000 by sevens. This was designed to deplete participants' attention resources.
Can you just do that?
No.
Just try it.
No, seven. right before... 14. Right before they
backwards.
Were...
Backwards.
I know. I can't go backwards. Then they, I can run backwards. I can walk backwards. I can't count backwards.
From 1,000?
Then they were sent on a 40-minute walk, either through a beautiful garden or through a medicinal campus or with asphalt parking lots or a nature reserve. After their walk, they were given the same attention task to complete again. And during the whole test, scientists recorded electrical activity in their brain using small discs that were attached to their scalps. It's called EEG. EEG. If you watch Ghostbusters, you know what this is and everything, pretty much. The study came to two main findings. One, participants that walked in nature reported their walk to be more restorative than those that walked in the urban setting.
Oh, I would. I mean, personally, that would be that way for me.
Yeah. Even when I am walking in the city, I always look for grass on the side of the sidewalk to walk on or something.
See, I'd be like looking in windows, grass, like I'm going to be, you know, shopping or whatever. Yeah. Like I'm not chilling out.
Right. And number two, those who walked in nature showed enhanced executive control at a neural level. Executive control involves mental flexibility, working memory, and attention span. The walk in nature improved all of that by far and away.
Cool.
So the moral of the story is turn your phone off and go for a walk in nature. You feel restored. Your brain will be ready for the tough tasks ahead.
I think if I was trying to count backwards from 1,000 by sevens, I might fall asleep.
Yeah, no, that would do it for me. Yeah,
counting, that might be a good tactic when I can't fall asleep at night.
Yes,
seven, you know, that's a strategy, actually a sleep strategy, like to count backwards from 100.
Mm-hmm.
And most often you don't make it all the way.
Yeah.
But by from 1,000 by sevens.
I mean, would take
okay,
me a minute.
993. Like, yeah. And then I'm sitting there like.
I don't know about that part, but it did remind me of I've only had one major surgery before, and where you get knocked out and everything, and it was my tonsils and adenoids.
You get knocked out.
Yeah. They just take a hammer over. I went to a really cheap.
It's a club.
Hospital.
It's not a hammer. That's too blunt. It's a club.
It said Acme on it. Even
it's a wooden one.
I'll never forget that though. I was a kid. I get my adenoids and tonsils taken out and everything, and they're like, "Oh, I count back from 10," and I'm like at 5 and 4.
If.
Like, oh, this will never. No, not even.
Oh,
you're right.
You made it?
Yeah. And I was scared. And then I wake up, and of course, they're done and all that and everything. But I'll never forget that. Like, oh, what happens if I get to 1 and I'm not out?
You're like,
should I jump up and tell them?
As they're like turning it up.
Yeah. I like these things, and I like that we're getting more and more of this. I think if you asked, we just grab somebody on the street and ask them, hey, is it help you mentally to get out in nature and take a walk? 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, people are going to agree with that. I like having the science behind it, and especially because of the extra things we can find out. I don't think a lot of people would have thought of concentration nature walk. You know, well, I don't know that I
but
would.
But also, have you ever done that? Like, okay, so we both have a dog, so let's use mm-hmm. that. Like, you take the dog for a walk, and you're so wrapped up in stuff. Yeah. That like you don't, I mean, you know, you took the dog for a walk and came back, but like you have nothing of value from that walk other than the exercise it gave the dog. You know what I mean? Like you didn't pay attention to your surroundings. You just mm-hmm. did it and came back. You might've been on your phone listening to something, whatever, preoccupied. But when you are very intentional about that same walk with the dog, let's just say, and you're paying attention to, you know what I mean? What's happening in the, whatever, in the grass or on the road or in the trees. Like I don't know. I think it is. It's calming. It's nurturing. But you have to be intentional. I have to be, because I can, you know what I mean? Like I have a lot in my brain and we all have a lot in our brain, but you know what I mean? Like sometimes I'm just like, okay, take a break, chill out. And it makes a big difference.
This is one of those things that you and I have a parallel in. We're very common and I'm the same way. My brain is the same way. I noticed that. Like, okay, this is just between us, all right? You guys can't share this with anybody else. But taking my fur brother Sam for a walk, it's just as much for me as it is him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I really do. All those things you were saying, I don't know if there's a time in my life where I'm more calm and in the moment than when I am walking the dog or something.
Or, like, I'll walk somewhere, you know, so we have a decent amount of land. So if I walk, you know, on our property, and it's funny because my husband will be like, oh, did you see this? Oh, did you notice that? And I'm like, no, what are you even talking about? Yeah. Because he's looking around very intentionally. And I'm like, I'm going to go for this walk and I'm getting the exercise out of it and blah, blah, blah. You know, so sometimes it pays to just
be in the moment. You know, just pay attention. Let's get to one of our callers. Good morning. What's on your mind? Oh, they hung up. They hung up. Call back, 715-424-2600. Feel free to call back and join the conversation. Love to hear from you. I do think that it's kind of cool to hear. I actually, and I want to kind of test this out. You know, I want to kind of, the downside.
Oh, good. So you want me to put little sticker things on your head?
Yes, yes.
Perfect.
We're going to work on
that. I think
we're
going to have to shave some spots to put those.
What could go wrong? Yeah, you can talk to my agent about that. Yeah. I like this list. If you'd like to find out more, you can go to studyfinds.com, studyfinds.com, and get into more about that. The executive control part of the neural brain and in our brain, too, is also a fascinating thing to look into if you're curious about the brain and interested in knowing more about those things. Let's take a call from one of our great listeners. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for introducing me as a great listener.
I mean, sorry. There's no caller ID here.
Yeah, I didn't know. Didn't know.
Well, you know, I have to agree with Terry. Sometimes.
Wait, say that again. No. Say that again.
What did they say?
Rewind the tape.
Yeah, rewind. Instant replay. Mm-hmm. But no, this time of year for me, I love the spring.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, for one, I'm a hunter, so if I'm out in the country walking around, the best thing I hear is that gobble in the morning of a turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the coolest thing. I mean, thankfully I have some nice people, some nice friends that let me be on their property early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting there, even in the turkey body, just sitting there in the morning, hear things wake up. And if I have to live in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could live in the country, my morning walks would be at sunrise.
Yeah, it is really cool when everything's kind of just coming to life. Yeah.
When we first move out here and I'm living in Rome with my nan and papa and Lake Camelot, and they lived in the cove. And I can, as soon as you're saying that, the first thing that pops in my head is every morning waking up and looking out at that lake and just seeing nature, just seeing didn't matter what time of year it was, what the weather was doing. It was always a beautiful view and there were no reruns. Like, now, it was always great.
Kevin, in the country, though, we also have this weird like nighttime ritual. We have coyotes like crazy. So you should come listen to that.
No, there's been 10 times out camping out in especially up at Boy Scout camp. Like, they have a vast majority of coyotes up there, too. It's plenty of time to get woke up at 1, 2 in the morning with those things barking, you know. But
you guys don't got to worry about that anymore, though. I, in case you didn't hear, all the coyotes are going to Utah. But they're all going to Utah now. Well, yeah, I didn't read the whole article. I just read the headline. Oh. I'm not sure what else there might be to that article.
There probably is a good reason there is an article with the headline.
Yes, you probably should. I'll get to it. I'll let you know what I find out tomorrow. Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's the coolest thing is in the mornings of just being out in the country and just hearing everything wake up. It's just it's the coolest thing, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. Mother Nature's the best artist there is. Yeah, there's nothing like it.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of the day, man, and thanks so much for the call.
All right, you guys have a great day.
See ya.
You too. Best listeners there is.
I agree with Terry.
Yeah, we've got it recorded. It's on the podcast now. You can go ahead back and play it
again. I'll tell him when I see him. It's no problem.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. And Terry, we are already at the end of the show.
What?
It's crazy. I don't know how that happened. I really don't. I've been paying attention to the clock. It's part of my job.
It is.
But somehow the show just flew right by. Great show today, everybody. Thanks so much. You guys all take a pat on the back for that one. High five each other. High five.
Yeah, do
high
it. Five. High I mean, five. Think about it for 17 minutes and then do it.
Yes.
Plan your steps carefully. Keep your fingers together.
Yes.
If you want it to be louder, cup your hand.
Practice
with yourself.
I love the idea of seeing two people practice. Do the Tita Fey. Yeah, the high five yourself. Uber released a list of the 11 common things that riders left behind the most over the past year. Now, we don't really have Ubers and too much of that stuff in this area, or really a lot of those kind of things. But I think everybody has heard stories over the years of taxis or anything like that leaving things in there. We've touched on these stories over the years.
Can you imagine how many gross things have been left behind?
I as somebody who, since I was a little kid, I've been using taxi services and everything.
Yuck.
I kid you guys not. I get into a taxi. I'm about 16, something like that. And it's early in my cabbie, you know, life. But I actually look forward to this, and I still do. One of the things I enjoy is some of the most interesting people you will ever meet in your life are cab drivers. Like, some of them you don't want to talk to, but some of them you do.
Like, you can't help it.
Yeah, you get all caught up into it and everything. I get in, and I'm all focused on who his name tag and talking to him and all that. And so it takes me a second or two before I realize there's a full mannequin sitting right next to me.
But did it belong to the driver, or did someone leave it?
I never found
out. You didn't ask?
I never found out. I never asked.
Girlfriend?
I was a kid.
I
was actually just going a little ways. I wasn't going that far. Well, you know, far enough. But I've been wondering since I was about 16, 17 years old what that was all about.
You know, and I'm not saying it'd be comfortable, but you almost feel like if you owned a cab company, like in a big metro area, mm-hmm. like you'd almost want hard plastic seats. So you could just open the doors at the end of the night and just power wash that sucker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. you remember those like flat, those plastic, like just they were just like, I don't know. It felt like you were just sitting in a ladle dish or something like that.
There would be nothing comfortable about it, it'd just be like.
Just a power washer on that thing. Yes. Yeah. I 100% agree with you on this. So some of the crazy things like clothing, luggage, headphones, wallets, that stuff you can imagine.
AirPods, you know, that stuff.
Let's get to the juicy stuff. Get to the interesting stuff. Like a frontal hair toupee. You would think you would notice that. You would think you would notice a toupee. Come on.
Well, I mean.
Hot sauce and a breathalyzer. Okay. Again, I would think you would notice that.
What's with the hot sauce?
Someone panicked because they left behind a bunch of mulch. Just mulch. You're just taking it with you. You know, just taking the mulch out for a walk. That's all. Two containers with spiders in them. Whoa.
Ew.
Yeah. And a tray of meat pie.
Who puts their spiders in a container?
Scientist. Or a very lonely person.
Oh, Lord.
A ceramic cat. A candle that says, see you in court. Okay. A pet turtle. That ain't right. No, that's not fair to the turtle. A framed Taylor Swift autograph.
Oh, that'd be sad.
Somebody is hurting over
now,
that
one. Now, if that's on Uber, they know who was in their car, though, because of how the app works.
Oh, that's right.
You know, because even if you ride... Yeah. And then you request a ride later. Mm-hmm. Like, if you gave a good review, like, sometimes that driver will pick up your ride. So, they would have been able to find. I'm not saying they didn't find the person, but they would be able to find them.
That's a great note. I've never used Uber or anything.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking of this from the taxi perspective, you know, taking taxis and everything. That's a great point.
So, one time we were in Nashville, and we took an Uber, you know, down to Broadway, right? So, because we had no intention of driving. So, we go down there. Well, we were going to get ready to go back to our VRBO. And I hit the button, and it was triple the cost that it was when we went there. Well, here the hockey game had just let out, and there were hundreds of people. But so I canceled it, and then I actually got notified by the driver, and he said, "Oh, Terry, you looking for a ride? I can collect your group at this place. It'll be the same rate you paid." So he just decided to just do that. So that was really awesome. And then we were able to connect with him a few other times while we were on our trip. So that was very nice.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Some other things. A fake butt.
Would that be funny?
That would be hilarious. Also,
it'd be funny to leave it there too.
Now that's what I was thinking.
Except you don't get to see the reaction. You don't get the fun of that.
Yeah. I don't know how much it would how funny it would be at first, because you'd freak out you first see that. They're like, oh, okay, it's just fake. It's all right. And a WWE championship belt. Now that is I don't know, sir. I left my championship belt in your car. I don't know what you're talking about.
It'd be hilarious if it came from a woman.
Yeah, that'd be even better. Yeah. That's one of those. I think that's the only item I saw in here that I would have a hard time giving back. That would be a little difficult. I'll be honest with the audience. I don't know about that. That'd be tough. I'll be completely real here. I won our fantasy basketball league, and our trophy is a WWE belt. And we've only been doing that for a couple of years. I've won before, but I never won the belt before. You're going to see me in that a lot. I'm going to be wearing that everywhere.
It's like the kids' dress-up version, it doesn't fit all the way around you.
I don't care. It's the closest I'll ever come to. No, I'm joking. I'm not actually going to wear the thing. But it was. Just when I'm alone, though. Just when I'm alone. I wouldn't put anybody else through that. We need a palate cleanser, just from what I said. That was your That Ain't Right story, everybody. Uh-huh. Me and a championship belt. We do have a great lineup for you this afternoon with Midday Magazine. Be sure to be joining us for that. In part one, we're going to hang out with our friends at Visit Rome, get to know the Rome area a little bit more, talk about some of the great things going on over there with our friend Jillian. A big shout out to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank sponsoring that segment. Love talking about the Rome area. And in part two, Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension, will be with us. We're going to talk some 4-H with Laura. Always love talking about 4-H. Love not only spreading the word about that, but letting people know more and more about what the great things that they're doing over there at 4-H.
We had a great time in 4-H when we were kids.
Sister sure did. Yeah. And a big reminder that playoff basketball is upon us, everybody. This Sunday, the Milwaukee Bucks host the Indianapolis Pacers. 5:30, our pregame will kick off. That does mean, however, that our Sunday night lineup will not be airing because we'll be playing Bucks basketball. Keep that in mind throughout the playoff season here. Hopefully the Bucks go on to the second, to the third, and to the championship round and all that. So that does mean that our Sundays might be a little booked. And that's all right. That's all right, because we're proud to be playing Bucks basketball
here. Yeah, that's great.
So we'll be all right with that. We do want to touch on some good stories of the day going on in our community. And one of them is a great opportunity for people to be involved in the great community event, United Weekends, your event with the United Ways, Terry.
Yeah, so this is a food sculpture contest. Happens at the Raptor Game on June 18th. But we are taking registrations for teams now. And you could build a food sculpture. It's typically out of canned goods, but certainly can be boxed foods, and just as long as it's non-perishable. And we have a minor league, so 500 items or less. And then we have a major league, which is over 500 items. It's pretty fun. We usually have about a dozen sculptures, and we're looking forward to seeing what creativity is out there this year. And we encourage businesses, civic groups, organizations, families, churches, anybody who would like to get involved with us and build a sculpture. Our primary focus with this event is hunger awareness, mm-hmm. but of course the bonus is leveraging the food, right? Yeah. Because it'll be 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 pounds of food that we will leverage from this event that is then distributed to our local food providers. So that's really awesome. And if you've ever thought about it, now's mm-hmm. a great time to sign up. You can find all the registration information and materials at our website, which is uwswac.org.
Certainly keep in mind as well, you teams out there putting these things together, if you're having trouble trying to come up with an idea of what to create and everything, there are options out there. There are United Way will help with the ideas. There's a lot of ways to work around that.
And if you just Google it, just put food can or like a can sculpture contest, you'd be surprised. Pictures go on and on and on forever. So, we've seen people do their logo. Mm-hmm. We've seen characters. Those are, always fun. Different movie characters. We've also just seen we see scenes like a pontoon boat or a castle, or it's great. Great fun.
I'm going to be honest. You can't mess this up.
No.
You really can. It's such a good cause.
I wouldn't advise 100 cans straight up in a single row because they fall.
That's a good idea. That's a good note right
and
there.
And then we have to call you and say, your sculpture fell over.
Whatever you do, we appreciate you being a part of this and your business being a part of this. It's one of the greatest things you can really put your business attached to is the United Way and this event. And of course, you've got the Rafters a part of this as well. Big shout out to them. Looking forward to this event, Terry. Reach Ben to find out more information and get your team signed up. 715-421-0390, 421-0390, or email them ben@uwswac.org. And be sure to find out more information at that website, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow our United Way on social media as well. I want to send a big shout out to our friends over at Wisco Wellness, sponsoring the segment today for our Pet of the Week. Big thank you to them. Find out more about Wisco Wellness at their website, WiscoWellnessLLC.com. WiscoWellnessLLC.com. Of course, big thank you to our Humane Society to be with us today. Check out more from them at SWCHS.com. Be sure to follow all of these great organizations and great people on social media. On social media?
On social media.
I don't know what that was.
You'd probably take tomorrow off. Having a few problems.
We also wanted to make sure to mention our friends over at the Cultural Center have some great things going on today. First off, it's the third Thursday of the month. That means Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be jamming. Four for you. Go check that out.
Cool.
One of the legends of our area, Mr. Pete Revell, for over 50 years, been entertaining us, and we appreciate the good work he does over there. His team, it's great music. It's also great MC.
Well, and I'm thinking soon they should be able to be out on the patio pretty soon.
Yeah,
and that's a gorgeous venue.
Looking forward to that. Support local, support the local artists. Pete Revell, Four on the Floor, going to be over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center today from 2 to 4. They are the first and third Thursday of every month. And keep in mind as well, they are celebrating Red over there. Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is a new art exhibit celebrating Red. It opens today from 5:30 to 7:30. They'll have a reception to meet the artists. It's a free event, open to the public. It's going to be a great time. Be sure to check that out. Support our local artists, everybody. You can find out more by going to theculturalcenterarts.com, culturalcenterarts.com, or stop on by at 2651 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. That is going to do it for our show, but we appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us today and joining us. Tomorrow's show, Seth and I will be getting together to get you ready for the weekend. We're going to not only have our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club for the whole weekend, but we're going to make you a star of the day. We're going to be playing a special TV theme song.
Oh.
And it is an easy one.
Oh,
I'm going to be honest with you guys right now. It's
so you should have
one.
Like half the number in the phone already before he starts in his play. But
yeah.
Don't dial the whole way because...
Nope. It won't help you.
It won't help.
I'll just pull you up before I even play it. Yeah. So we want to hear from you. We want to get you some free callers tomorrow. Terry, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you bet.
Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.